goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Oh yeah.
Great. Now so am I.
Guys, this is gonna be a real interesting operation.
Well, let me. Okay. So for your tits look great.
Thank you.
And I would like. You know what? I was so. I mean, let's preface this for the people listening. We recorded earlier this morning.
This is part two.
This is part two. Now,
oh, good.
I still have Megan's audio.
Perfect. It worked great last time we were sitting on the patio. Because here's the thing. We usually record when Preston's parents are at work, and it's great. Preston's parents are inside the house right now, so I am not sure where to go. So I'm in the backyard with a cigarette in my tit and a glass of whiskey. I've been cooking all day for our market tomorrow. We just got home. This is the best we can do.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm again with, well, I'm out of the shower.
This phone is freezing.
Oh, yeah. The reception, the audio is coming through fine.
Oh,
it's
good.
A little bit
so as long as you guys can hear us talking over each other, that's really the most important thing to me.
Well, it's a weird thing because we should not focus on, here's what happened. So we recorded earlier and I thought it was a great episode. It was really fun.
I would say the best episode since no one's ever going to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
If you guys could have heard it, you would have got it, you know? Like, you guys would have got it.
Yeah. You would have been super, like, I mean, you would have been like, wow, I finally understand. We got into all, like, our personal family history. So you'd be like, oh, we're not going to be mad at them for having reverb and echo on the episodes because I didn't realize they went through that many hardships.
Yeah. Also, we became enlightened. We finally figured out meditation, guys. What a bunch of idiots.
Yep.
You don't get it. Ugh, you're never going to understand. But, I mean, I wish you could have heard that episode we did earlier because we really broke it down.
Well, and the great thing about that episode that we is now lost because my audio is lost, something interesting, we discovered enlightenment and Zen meditation, and then I almost immediately lost it when I realized my GarageBand audio was not saved. And we recorded early this morning. And Megan's like, I got to go shopping. And I'm like, all right, great. Tom is on the way over. So I'm going to like go for a run.
Yeah, like my day's crazy. Good thing we did this.
Yep. And so then I'm like, and I got a bunch of shit that I have due by midnight tonight, a bunch of writing submissions. So I'm like, I felt so good. I woke up, I did laundry, recorded. I was like, I got so much shit done. I'm going to see Thomas for a few hours. And then I can just like get to work. And I'll have a nice, chill day. I really feel good about myself that I've learned how to accomplish things. And so I hit save on the audio. And it was after I got off the phone with you. And then I ran around and did something. And I came back to check it. And I didn't see it. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I'm like, oh, it saved it. And so I looked for it. I'm like, oh, the file's right there. So I clicked on it. And it was an hour of silence. I didn't see the little up-down lines. And I was like, that seems wrong. And I tried to, and I was like, you look, be calm. Thomas is like 10 minutes away. You need to just chill out. Like,
I do feel like this audio might exist, though, because this is the first time when he's explaining this to me. That happened to me before where I was like, I can't hear my audio. And it was there. Were the up down lines there? Like it looked like if you were a deaf person looking at the computer, it would look like audio was happening.
No, it was completely blank.
Oh, it like wasn't. It was just like a flat line.
Yep. It wasn't even a line.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. So I tried to be zen. And then I went from zen to once I'm like, I mean, Wendy, just have a positive attitude and it'll probably appear. With your mind, you can make technology change. And then when I realized it didn't, and I just, and again, it's not the end of the world. We understand, yeah, we're busy, and it's not like we're going to, we have to go like clean toilets on airplanes. Do you know what I mean? We have to talk to each other for an hour. So I'm not complaining that it's like, this is really hard work. But it's just kind of where you're like, ah, shit, that's an hour out of my day when I had other shit I had planned.
Guys, it's just annoying. Like, imagine you had a job and you leave the job for the day. You complete your tasks, right? And you have the rest of the day and you're like, I got to go to my other job. And you do. And then you go, fuck, I have to go back to the original job that I thought was all done.
Yep. And it was where, so I'm supposed to be like, so now I'm not in a good mood. And I didn't text you because I was like, I'm just going to wait till after because Thomas is going to be here and I don't want to be sitting back on the phone having a panic attack because our time together is supposed to be like, you know, like fun girlfriend time. So I jump in the shower. I'm like full, like hyperventilating breathing. So all my meditation is really helpful. And being sober is really helpful. I'm like, oh God, I should just kill myself. Shaving my pussy and I was like, why don't you just drag this thing all over your dumb body, you stupid fat bitch? Like, immediately I go from like,
oh, I am going to get in trouble. I'm like smoking a cigarette, drinking a whiskey in the backyard recording this. Like, had to tell, like, literally, like, they just made dinner. Like, yeah. Everyone.
Well, and now, and this actually, we can call back to the episode that probably will never be released. And I'm not trying to sound like a cunt, but because we are producing this ourselves, you know, we are saving money. We're doubling up on the time we put into it. But we do make money now from the pay. So not to sound, it's funny, but it's also a real thing. Like, you're kind of, this is like your job. So not sound like a cunt, but it's like, okay, well.
Oh, no, totally.
But it's.
But also, it's like being at your job. Like, okay, let's say I'm a high-powered lawyer.
Right.
And I'm lawyering all day. Oh, I'm done. I can relax. And now I have to lawyer again for an hour.
Right. Yeah, we're not lawyers, but I will say from some of the messages
we give lawyering advice that right. You should not listen to.
You should not listen to.
I also think that we should really release the episode we recorded this morning of just my audio on the Patreon because then everyone can feel like Preston.
That's a really great idea. That's a great idea. We'll do that because I pulled a couple snippets, but we can just do that because that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
the Preston experience.
Yeah,
everyone
will understand why when he does come in when I'm recording and I go, "Hey, babe," and then you hear nothing from him. Why that happens?
Right,
because for almost 2 years,
right,
he's had to deal with this once a week.
For the full effect, what we'll do is we'll do the audio. And maybe I'll see if we can splice it over, like, match lay the audio over, like, a Cardinals highlights reel or something. And so you just
stare
at a Cardinals highlights reel and listen.
Yeah. Watch the Stan Musial eulogy given by Bob Costas on mute while listening to me talk about Wendy's pussy. And then you can really feel what it's like to be my boyfriend.
I feel like then people are going to be, like, really hard on Preston's side. And they'll be like, you guys should probably just stop doing this. Feels like.
Oh, I think they already are. But I think that would really just push everyone.
It's helpful to some people. Like, I mean, there's some people who probably, I mean, we're helping them get through maybe, like, sitting on the train. And this is slightly more enjoyable than listening to the person next to them snore, talk on the phone.
I'm so tired. I spent so much time at Costco today.
What did you guys get?
Oh, you know, cool stuff. Like 25-pound bags of flour. You know, cool fun stuff. I did try some cottage cheese. They had the samples out. So I did try some. It was really good cottage cheese. It was really good. But it was like individually packaged. And I'm like, useless packaging, man. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to waste all this plastic. So I'm not going to buy this $9.99 case of cottage cheese.
No, the individual packets are, even with the yogurts, I just buy the big tub too, because it's like, because we're really concerned about saving the planet, not because I want to be like, oh, I thought this was a serving.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, it is. If it's in one container, it's a serving.
Well, and cottage cheese is good for you. Healthy fats.
So, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm really zonked. We went to Menards, which is, like, it's, like, a fun Home Depot. It's like a Midwest Home Depot.
What? How is
but
it
they
fun?
Also sell, like, soap and oats.
Oh. And they give out free samples of cottage cheese.
Yeah, I just was at a lot of like big box stores today. So I am real loopy. I'm also drinking whiskey and just shoved a piece of chicken in my mouth before I came out to record this episode. Nice. So I am hello.
Yeah. And you were baking cookies. I got it. Well, can I? Okay. So here's what I did after we got off the phone. So I'm just come over. Oh, and here's something that I'm like, this is why you got to get your anxiety under control. And by the time when this episode comes out, because I already like wrote it out and I'm going to record it tonight because I don't have any spots and it's fresh in my mind. We joked about the meditation app on Patreon. There will be one up when it comes. This episode comes out Wednesday, possibly earlier. But
it'll be Wendy shaving her pussy in the shower going, just kill yourself.
Can I? So I, when I shave, I shave the undercarriage of my pussy lips, but I leave like a patch right on the front.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I see what you're working with.
So, do you? Would you like?
I do. We're on FaceTime. Nobody knows. You could just be, it could be like one of those weird chin videos where it's like a chin upside down and it looks, and they draw a face on it. And then the mouth talks and it looks weird.
It's just me doing a handstand with a little fan blowing onto my pussy lips. So it flaps around like, ooh, it looks like it's really talking. It's just, the trick is, it's just saying watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
I've taken acting classes.
She's saying olive juice. That's
not
it.
Oh.
So I like was so panicked about that audio being gone. I'm like, fuck. And Megan's over. You know when you just panic? I know I don't have to explain this to you.
Oh, panic happens. Attacks. I don't know what that's like. It's not even 3 a.m.
Yeah. And you just panic, and it's one tiny thing. And it is a big thing, but it's like, it's not the end of the world, but it's where you just go like, I fucked up so hard. Megan's not going to talk to me again. I'm like, I was like, you need to calm down. You got like 4 hours of sleep. You haven't been fucked in 10 days. Thomas is not, like, there are all these factors. I'm like, you need to calm the fuck down. I was yelling at myself in the shower. You need to calm the fuck down. While I was trying
to. Sebastian's gingerly, like, what?
He's so used to it. So I'm shaving, and I got so mad that I like pulled the razor too hard, and I shaved like a weird like diagonal line into my top.
Oh, that's
hair.
Better. I thought you were gonna say like you like cut your clit.
No.
Told you my friend did that in high school, right?
What?
Yeah, she was shaving her pussy like frantically because you know she had to get to like a sweet high school party.
Being a woman is a fucking, it's great sometimes, but for the most part, it's just like, you're supposed to be, we have to be constantly ashamed of our body and like, change it.
Oh, I just, yeah, but like, I haven't shaved my pussy in so long. I use Preston's beard trimmer.
I like having hair. That's cute. The beard trimmer, so it does like a buzz.
Yeah. So I have like a military buzz cut. But I do, because having gotten older, oh, I love that Preston's parents are home. I'm just waiting for them to open the windows. Be like, oh, good. Because I shave my bikini line. But as I've gotten older, it's just like my pussy hair is just growing further down my thigh.
Yeah.
Is that a problem you have? Okay, good. See, these are things women don't talk about, guys. Like, we need to open up so that younger women know they're not freaks. When you get older, your pussy hair just grows to your knee. It just starts growing thick and fast to the knee.
Right, which is a weird thing for me. That like that's why to me skinny jeans, that's a young gal's game. What, these tight fitted jeans? What am I gonna do with all my all that leg pussy hair? Yeah, I got pussy meat. I got inner thigh hair going down. What the fuck? It's disgusting.
I just put this cigarette butt in this reusable cup I got at Earth Day yesterday. So, I mean, really. Every day's Earth Day, guys. Because also, we were at Earth Day yesterday. Earth Day was a week ago.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Okay, so I saw the picture on your Instagram, and I liked it. But then I was like, wait a minute. I feel like I thought I saw the Earth Day posts of, like, you know, Instagram models.
So
at the
St.
beach.
Louis is, guys, it's a wacky place. I went to a fish fry here, as we all know. Big Catholic town, which I didn't realize. A lot of Catholics. So because, but they have like this huge Earth Day thing. It's like a 2-day thing. They do it Saturday and Sunday in Forest Park. It's awesome. It was fucking huge. It was super cool. But because last weekend was like the day Jesus was like, just kidding, or whatever he did. I still don't get it. I'll never get it. Because it doesn't, the math doesn't add up. Like he died and then 3 days later, but it's not 3 days. I don't know. Whatever. Good Friday and Easter. I don't get it. It doesn't. Whatever.
He took a nap. If you really break it down, can we? Because I went to private school and I was like forced to listen to this. When you really break down the story, it's like he was hanging out with a bunch of his dude friends and then they were having like this huge meal with a bunch of food and drinks and then he fell asleep, passed out in a cave. He just got drunk. He blacked out in a cave and then he like woke up. They're like, we thought you were dead. And it's just like, no, because they didn't have medicine back then. He was just in a blackout.
Yeah. Yeah, he was chilling on a cross. It's like if you fall asleep like on top of a billboard.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God, it's The Hangover. Everybody's fucked up. They leave him on the roof of a building or on a cross, whatever. And then they're like, fuck, where's Jesus? Oh my God, I think he's dead. And then all the apostles go on like a wacky adventure.
It is.
And then 3 days later, they're like, oh fuck, we left him in that cave. That's right. Quick, let's go move the rock off the cave, and then Jesus is like, what the fuck, dudes?
what the fuck, dudes?
Thanks, religion. We just figured that out.
Yeah, we get it. Oh, did Jesus have a beard? Uh-huh, you know who? Oh, it's not dissimilar to Zach Galifianakis.
Whoa.
Who
did a Kanye West video, who thinks he's God.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of connections we're making here, but I like it.
But we're making connections. We're very tired. We've both had very long days for wildly different reasons. So we're going. Anyways, back to Earth Day. So St. Louis is wacky, and they think that Jesus died, and it wasn't just the original Hangover movie. So the city, like,
giant one of those improv everywhere teams where they just start doing improv in the street.
It was the original improv everywhere.
Yeah, they're like, you guys, this is going to be hilarious. Okay. Judas.
2,000 years. We're going long game here. We're going long improv jam. It's going to take 2,000 years, but people are going to laugh.
Yeah. Now, I know no one's heard of long form improv yet. Ironically, a Jewish man, Matt Besser, is going to make it very famous. It's long-form improv.
This dude, Del Close, everyone's going to think he's God. He's not. Don't worry about it. Jesus, don't worry about it. I know you're like getting all weird about that because you want the credit. It's chill. Your dad will still get credit. It's not a big deal. But like this Del Close guy is going to show up in Chicago. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird name for a city.
Right.
But whatever.
Like, look, Jesus, you have to die for everyone's yes ands. That's what you have to die for.
I hate you. I hate you so much. And if a fucking improv team somewhere in Iowa doesn't listen to this and make t-shirts for their improv team that says, Jesus died for our yes ands.
Yeah.
Podcast over.
That's pretty great. Improv people, get on it.
But never talk to us. You're too supportive. We don't like it. My tits look killer.
Your tits look great.
Oh, look at my shirt.
You have the Rickwood shirt. Oh, and this is something that we talked about on the phone after the episode that's not going to be released. But I do want to say this is pretty cool. So the intro song is by Rick Wood and a Glamour Puss, Ashanti, who I was hanging out with on Saturday after the show, and some other chick who came to Glamour Puss. I had two different people like singing the Rick Wood, the new Pussy Fart Gang theme song.
And I'm wearing a shirt. So
and
God's and Matt Besser's everywhere. You know what I mean?
Matt Besser,
like he is.
Yeah. So Rick Wood, he wrote the theme song. He's fucking great. He's super funny. Check him out. Like, follow him on social media.
He's going to be here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's going to be here in like 2-3 weeks. He's doing a couple shows. I'll let everybody know if you're in St. Louis, since I don't do stand-up anymore. And Rick Wood is so much better than I would have ever been.
Rick is one of the funniest people on the fucking planet. He's so good at stand-up.
Yeah, Rick's
so
annoyingly good. Huge cunt. He is the egg cream man.
I saw a picture, I saw a poster, and I didn't take a picture, but I was going to go back there, and I was going to send it to both you and Rick, because there's this cut of this place down in the East Village, and it was like, best egg cream in New York City for the last 20 years, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, we...
Best sad old man treat. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so we're gonna get some egg creams with Rick while he's here.
Rick is the best. He's a fucking grandpa. Like, he really is. He talks like an old man, and he's just mad.
He's miserable. Yeah, he hates the youth. He's 34. But yeah, my tits look great in a shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good tit shirt. Yeah, a good baking shirt, a good going to Costco shirt.
Yeah, I love that shirt. I'm going to probably wear that tomorrow. It's good. It looks good. It's good on pictures. And it looks good even on my tits. It looks good. Like, it's a great shirt.
It's a great
tit
shirt.
Women buy his tank. Yeah. Women get his tank tops. Boys can get it too if they want their tits to look nice.
I mean, what boy doesn't want their tits to look nice? Yeah. I sound drunk. I've had literally a glass of whiskey. I am so deliriously tired.
I might sound like I'm on coke because I went... I was like, you know what I should do? I should have a Red Bull because I took a 20-minute panic attack nap because I was like, I have to like reset my brain. And I want to hear about this St. Louis, but I hadn't had sex for like 11 days. And then he gets here and I'm like, he's like, can I have a hug? And I lost my audio. And he's like, okay. And then I was like, oh fuck, this isn't like a regular boyfriend. He's like, I don't care. And I was just like, okay, well, let me, like, and I, you know when you just, like, don't feel sexy, and I just didn't feel, like, in the
constantly,
mood
all the time, yes.
Yeah, I was like, I just don't feel, but I had to, like, get in the mood, and so then we laid down, it was nice, but it's, like, a weird, and then I just got fucking, and he wanted a 69, like, out of the gate, and I was like, oh, god damn it, like, I can't, like, it's too much, and it's not even sideways, like, I had to be on top, it was, like.
That's exhausting.
Yep.
I didn't think adults actually still wanted to do that.
He has sex for, we have sex every time we fuck. It's minimum time on the clock of actual, like, foreplay, like, penetration, everything until everyone's done coming. I would say minimum. The average minimum time is, like, an hour 20, hour 30.
I hate that.
I'm into it and I get off a lot, but I also, and it is fun, but it's. Fuck, it's like yoga. It's exhausting. I'm like, I got to hold my legs back and do all this crazy shit.
None of that sounds fun.
And then, can I tell you? I kept trying to be like, Wendy, be present, be present. The whole time I kept thinking, like, maybe the audio here. And I'm like, maybe I could cut this part of Megan's audio. So I was like thinking about different pieces of your audio that I'm like, could be funny.
See, that's like a relationship. That's like a relationship.
Yeah. So I was thinking about you. Well, I was licking a grown man's asshole.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And Sebastian was
sitting there going, what is happening?
Oh, Sebastian, like, knows Thomas and likes him. And so Sebastian will, like, get on the bed. It's pretty funny. He's kind of an asshole. He gets on the bed and he'll lay, like, right on the pillow, right next to where we are. Like, the bed's not that big, but he can find another place to go. He lays right by, like, almost touching whichever of our heads is on the pillow. And he, like a sphinx, and has either his back to us or his face right at us. And he, like, closes his eyes and fake sleeps. And just, like, blinks while we're wildly fucking.
That's the most relationship sex ever.
It's so funny because he's just such, he's like, yeah, okay, whatever, guys. He's just such a cunt. And so we have to be like.
I mean, that's what I miss about having a pet. Is the awkward sexual encounters. Yeah. I imagine it's like when you have a child.
Oh, yeah. I
see. And they're sleeping in a bassinet next to the bed. But it's like, we're still going to fuck.
Right.
You stupid baby. But then, like, every now and then you, like, look over and the baby's, like, looking at you. Like, eye contact. Yeah. It's like, oh, thank God you won't remember any of this.
Yeah. Oh, I it's got to be burned in the back of their brain somewhere. Something like that happened to us for sure.
Oh, horrific. I think every baby. I want to talk about this.
Let's do it.
I've been waiting because I'm like, I think every woman I've known that has a baby or has had a baby and the baby's missing, I don't know. Everyone I know that's had a baby is like very realistic about how it's batshit awful crazy. And all the weird shit that happens. And the one thing is they're all like, no one writes a book about how terrible everything is or how weird everything is. Like how, like the old Louis C.K. joke about like pulling shit out of his daughter's pussy. Like having to scoop shit out of his daughter's pussy when he was changing her diapers. Yeah. My friend Chris, when he had his kid, when he was like, I'm having a girl and we're all excited. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for you to scoop shit out of her pussy. He'd never change a little girl's diaper. So he was like, you're fucking with me. And I was like, no, think about it, idiot. Like they're pooping and it just fucking smooshes up in there. And you got to clean it out.
Yeah.
And he called me when she was a week old and he was like, dude, if you hadn't like said that to me, I would have been fucked. Like, I thought you were kidding. Like, I still was like, no. And he's like, and then you have them and you're like, oh, you're disgusting. And he's like, I literally have to scoop her own poop out of her vagina.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, of course you do. Or like, it's even worse because if you have a little boy and it's just like mashed up in their ball folds.
Yep. Yeah, it's gross. I mean, I think I personally do not ever want to have children. Ugh. I think they're great.
Can't wait. Can't wait to scoop poop out of a vagina or wipe it out of ball folds. Can't wait. Yeah.
That's really a lot of people. That's
what I'm living for right now.
Right. That's at this point with everything else in our lives, it's like I would fucking love to just, if all I had to do was scoop poop out of a baby's pussy, my own daughter, so it's not pervy.
Yeah. I'll call it her woo-woo. I don't
know.
Who's got a woo-woo?
Do you have some poo-poo in your woo-woo?
That's the other thing. Guys, everybody with a kid, just tell your kids it's their vagina and penis. Because every cutesy name is so... That's a fucking Patton Oswalt joke. We're not joke thievering right now. But that's a great Patton Oswalt joke about, like, when he's worked for Disney or whatever. And, like, going to punch up a script. And they're like, whatever. And they're like, oh, make it cuter. And it's like, ugh. Like, it's grosser this way. Like, if you make it, like, cutesy, like, make it medical.
Yeah. Because you don't want it to be. Plus, then kids have to, like, then you want kids to understand because every little kid, like, has their own, like, weird nickname for it. And so, you know, if your parents are telling you your pussy is your woo-woo, and then you go to your friend's house and they're like, hey, do you want to see my woo? And that's the name of their stuffed animal. You know what I mean? Then it's like. Did you want to see my woo-woo? And I'll show yours, you show you mine. And the one kid pulls out a doll and your daughter's standing there with a pussy hanging out.
Exactly. that's your pussy. Don't say that. Okay. Let's just stick with vagina and penis.
Yeah. Wee-wee kind of makes sense because if you say you have to go wee-wee or pee-pee, you could call it. I mean, this is a gross conversation.
I hate it.
My mom still refers to her vagina as this. She refers to them as her privates.
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't that weird? Well, and here's the weird thing about it.
Like, you need to, like, salute it every time?
Yeah.
No, you don't salute a private. What do you do to a private? You yell at it?
Oh, my. I like that your interpretation. Oh, I get that. Makes sense.
Military?
Because you've got a crew cut.
A crew cut pussy.
You got a You got a crew cut on your cunt.
I have a crew cut private.
Yeah. Private's like as in you keep them private from people. Like that's what you not like as in an officer and a gentleman and a private.
Yeah, I know that. But like also you don't. No one keeps their privates private. It's weird yeah, if you do.
Well, that's the thing is my mom, now my growing up, because my parents were divorced, so like my sister, her mom, my stepmom, they were very like, she didn't change in front of her daughter. Like my sister Ashley, like her mom, I remember I grew up with my mom and my dad, and that like we just
wang dangling like, dits and dicks and pussies left and right.
We're just walking around, breakfast naked, breakfast with clothing optional at our house. Like, but we would. I mean, I can remember it was there was a certain age like we would shower with our parents, and then once we were like 3 or 4, it was like okay, we got to stop doing that. But like we were very.
I think that's normal. Yeah. I don't think that's so weird.
No, my mom put my first tampon in for me when I was, like, 15.
I do think that's weird.
Well, we just really, that's why I'm so detached from my body. Because I'm like, who gives a shit? Like,
my mom put stuff in here. I mean, I get it. It's like a parent.
Right.
But I just, yeah.
The circumstances, and I may have said it on the show before, I have a joke. I should do that joke again because it's so stupid, but it is a really funny joke that I used to do about that. But, like, we were in Vegas, and so this sort of, it wasn't like I was just like, I'm having a hard time, and she just came in my room and just like in the middle of the night put it. We were in Las Vegas, and I started my period, and it was like the third period I'd had. I was 15, and I was only used to using pads, and I was a virgin. And I was like,
nerd.
I can't go to the pool. I know. And I was like, I can't go to the pool. I just have to sit inside all day. My mom was like, we are going to that goddamn pool, and we need to be down there before 9:30 a.m. and get some good chairs. And I was like, crying, and she goes, put a tampon in, and I was like, I don't know what to do with it. I didn't understand what to do with it. And I was masturbating, but I just played with my clit. I didn't put anything inside of my pussy. And so my mom was, I remember it was like 9.
So you took first you took the tampon and you just were like hitting it at your clit, and you were like, why isn't this helping me? This is crazy. Yeah.
I was like, and this doesn't even feel that good. So my mom, I remember it was like 9:17. I fully remember this. I'm in the bathroom trying to figure out how to do it. And I'm like, I was just like poking. I'm like, I don't know where this goes. And I started to put, I'm like, that feels weird. I don't like anything in there. And my mom, not a ginger, up, she banged on the door. like I was like, Private, open the door. She bangs on the door. And she goes, Wendy, Rebecca, open the door. Open the door. And I walk in and she's like, care. And I swear to God, she goes, put your leg up on the sink. And I was like, what? She goes, put one of your legs up on the sink. And I put one leg on the sink, and she took the tampon. I swear to God, this is all 100% true. She took the tampon. She spit in her hand. Rubbed the tampon in the spit and just shoved it up and put it in my pussy and threw it in the trash. And I was like, oh my God. And she goes, okay, so when you take it out, it's going to feel weirder, but then she goes, and I remember, I was like, oh my God. And she goes,
I never heard the spit part.
Oh yeah. My mom, I always will like put spit on my tampon when I put it in because my mom's.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
That's insane. That's the most insane thing.
I could like lube it up with my.
Like a shitty dude in a truck stop bar.
Unless my pussy's like, it's so wet, but like the plastic applicators, but it was the old time one that's all cardboard and it was hard. And so I remember she spit on it and just put it in her hand, lubed it up with her own spit. And shoved it in my, I can't believe I never told you that. Yeah, she did. That was to me the most fun part of the experience. I always spit, it's like a habit. I always spit, put a little bit of spit on my tampon.
You know what, guys? I just want everyone to know. You know when you're in a relationship or a friendship and you're any sort, romantic, platonic, any relationship, and you know each other for a long time and you get bored, you know? You think like, I can never learn something new about this person. We've reached the precipice. This is it. Wendy is my best friend and I just found out her mom spit on a tampon and shoved it in her pussy. So I just want you to know. It gets better.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to go outside of the relationship. I mean, you can go out and find other people, but a lot of times You didn't.
If you just hold fast, dude. If you just stick in there. If you just stick it out. It's gonna. No, the darkest days, there is a dawn. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know what I think is also helpful is, and this happened last time, if you can maybe even pretend you're doing a podcast with your loved one or your close friend, because then you're forced to, because a lot of times, like, we would talk on the phone, you maybe talk, like, even if you talk every day, it's maybe 20, 30 minutes, but when you're going to be like, okay, now we have to talk for another full hour after we already talked.
We better pull some stuff up.
Right. Like, you really, you know, you just you get the cobwebs, you get the small talk out of the way. We're like, Costco, cottage cheese, got it. We already talked about some other cool shit this morning, but whatever. And so now we're like,
My mom spit on my pussy one time.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not on it, but her spit was on my pussy.
Yeah, well, in, but yes, also on, I'm
on
sure.
On and around, you know.
Get on the pussy. I'm getting in the pussy.
Oh,
the George Carlin bit.
God. I am so, I want to go out. You know what I mean? Like, you know when, like, something happens and you're like, I feel reinvigorated?
I do, too. If you were here, I would be like, let's go do something.
Go out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, now I just, this is tampon talk. This is, because, no. When I brought up the whole, like, people having kids and people never talk about, like, the weird fucking shit that happens, my friend, my one friend in St. Louis, when we were hanging out, we got reusable straws at Earth Day. We won some raffle and we got, like, reusable straws in, like, a cute little case.
And this is this Earth Day, which was Earth Day, like, belated Earth Day because we didn't want to fuck with
Jesus. Because we can't fuck with Jesus because we're in the middle of the country and apparently everybody has to, I don't know what you do on Easter other than dye eggs.
Yeah.
What does Jesus do on Easter besides wake up or whatever?
I think he woke up and then he ascended into the
Yeah, firmament. That's the bummer part is he just woke up and then died again. Like, everybody's like, yay, Jesus. And he was like, just kidding. And then he just died again. So he double died.
He woke up and he was like, and seen. And he just, like, rose into the sky.
And then Matt Besser ran out on stage.
Reset.
Okay. So we're hanging. So we got the reusable straw. And she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because my child, not my child, this is her talking. I will not say her child's name. Because I would never do that to any child. So anyways, she was like, he will not drink out of a straw. He's very little. He just wants to drink out of a straw. So she said the other day, he was really thirsty and she had a bottle of water and he was like not having it. He wanted a straw and she didn't have a straw. So she took a tampon out of her purse, took the tampon out and fucking used the applicator as a straw. And I was like, yes.
Amazing.
But see, that should be in a book.
Yeah.
That should be in a book. Hey, new moms, don't have a straw. We got you.
That's a great idea. And that's a great use.
That's a great life hack.
That's a great life hack. Look, I don't want to mess up my lipstick at this party.
But I don't have any tampon applicator. Perfect.
Kids are so, yeah, God, I was FaceTiming with my sister and her kids. And it's like, it's smart that you guys are living out there for like a lot of so many reasons, obviously. But like when you start having kids, it'll be nice to have another, like, his parents there, because they are, oh, I know you're around kids a lot, but, like, Jesus, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah. They're, like, your most annoying friend that also lives with you.
Yeah.
And also, like, can't exist without you.
Yeah. And for the first couple of years, they can't communicate, so they're just, like, making sounds.
Oh, this is fun. We had to buy, a cooler for the markets. And I found a really cool one that was cheap on Amazon that's a cooler / warmer. Yeah, so we can either, like, it's like, you know, one of those, like a tumbler thing. You know, okay. Where it can be, like, it keeps cold beverage cold, keep hot beverage hot, like that bullshit. But it's, like, a whole cooler. It's sold as, like, great for, like, taking to the game, keeping cool brews in. Also great for warming breast milk. That's literally like the two things they sell this thing as is like cool for a tailgate, cool for holding your tip milk.
What a weird marketing strategy.
I told Preston, I was like, this is great. Even if our business fails, we got breast milk on lock when we have kids.
Yeah. And you just sell that.
Isn't that crazy? I just thought that that was such a genius marketing campaign to be like.
Like, and.
We got the dudes, we got the ladies. Nobody's not going to buy this.
I love that that. And for sure, for sure, it was a man making that, like, planned that because they're just like, dudes love beer. What do chicks like?
Feeding kids, milk yeah, coming out of their tits.
What? That's what it was. They're just like, what do chicks like? Chicks? You mean the things with tits? Tits. What do tits have? They have milk. And it's like, they're
tits. What do we like? Can we cut them off and put them in the cooler? No, Brad. Bad idea. We can't do that. Okay, tits. But we want to use the tit aspect. Tits. Babies like tits. Milk? And they're like, yes, perfect. Does it need to be cool or warm? I don't know. Yeah. Quick, someone knock up some whore. I mean, I like a nice ice cold glass of milk. Do babies? Who knows?
Right. What? The new movie, What Do Babies Want? Starring Mel Gibson.
And John Travolta.
Yeah,
it's a Look Who's Talking, What Women Want, the crossover we've all needed. Oh my God.
And there's
God.
Some wacky mix up with the coolers where it's like beer and breast milk and the babies can't read. And so then the little babies get in and they drink all
the
beer.
No. Okay. The babies drink all the beer and the drunk dads drink all the breast milk. And then they get really long flowing pussy hair going all the way to their knees. And then they know what it's like to be a woman because that's the hardest part. Everyone knows it's the hard. The hardest part is that your pubic hair just grows further and further out the older you get.
It's the hardest part. And everyone knows that when you drink breast milk, you become a female.
Yeah. It's like the gay agenda.
Right. It's hormones. You think You mean to tell me?
Oh, this voice is interesting.
You mean to tell me I'm going to drink milk from a lady's titty and that's not going to make me a lady with titties?
I don't know.
But we drink formula at my house.
Formula One, like racing. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it is. I almost said that too, but I was like, I don't know if I'm confident enough to pull off any kind of a racing riff.
Oh, I was not confident at all. I just pulled out my inner Matt Besser. I feel bad about everyone else in Upright Citizens Brigade. I don't know why we're really focusing on Matt Besser. Everyone else was great.
Well, there, I mean, I performed at the theater a couple times, but our son Tyler used to work for them, and then he got fired because they had no money because they ran out of money.
Oh, are you saying there's a ceiling on improv?
Yeah, and what's interesting...
Are you saying it's a yes, no situation?
Yeah, I think it's more of a yes, please. Yes, please give me $5.
Yes, and we need your money.
Yeah. To pay the performers? Not necessarily.
Yes. Oh, no. No. Actually, not at all.
Yeah, it's very interesting to me that it just is one of those things where you're like, where does that money go? Because it's not to the people putting on the show.
For all the books? Oh, no?
No.
For the housing, for the students. Oh, no?
No. For the special effects for the podcast put on by all the improvisers? Probably not.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That was a special effect. Did you hear that special effect? Thank you.
I liked it. I was, you know, I messed around the recording thing. They have like dance vocals. There's a lot of cool things in here, none of which you will ever hear on the show.
There is a robot vocal, which I think
that's fun to play
we
with.
Should use.
That's fun to play with for the meditation app.
Oh yeah, no one's ever been meditating. It's been like, man, this isn't robotic enough. You know what I mean? Like I'm just not. More convinced I'm actively in the matrix.
Right. That's a good way to help people fucking chill out. just switch to an AI vocal, like, right in the middle of the thing. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you this earlier this morning, so I'm glad we're talking, because this is so...
This is literally... I mean, the fun thing is, guys, there is an episode... Oh, I talk shit on... I'm going to do it again. Like, I talk shit on Preston's parents. Well, not really talk shit.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, see, we're dealing with stuff, and now I'm never going to talk about it again.
No, we'll talk about it when they're not in the room. That's because that's something that I did, actually, because I'm like, I mean, it's whatever, but, like, I'm sure it's going to come up again because you have markets.
Oh, tomorrow. It's going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, so we'll have the conversation again. Yeah,
because that
yeah.
is fun. Because we got, I got the back end of that, the Preston side of that today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Nope.
Really?
Yes. Guys, oh. Isn't this fun? Doesn't this feel like you're like listening to like two really cool ladies tell secrets and you don't know what they're talking about?
I know. Well, you know what? I that piece of audio. Well, I like your idea of releasing the full thing on Patreon, but if I can figure out how to edit that audio, I might just pull because I was listening to it. It's a longer clip. So if I can figure it out, there will be Megan's clip of her whispering what she said earlier today, just so you're like filled
on
in
on
the
Patreon.
The fuck
yeah.
About.
Yeah. So tomorrow's going to be interesting.
I, first of all, and I know they're all in the house. I know I'm whispering. Like they can hear me.
Shh.
I know.
Shh.
I know they're all in the house, but I'm like, whew, that's, and we're not going to talk about it on here because so we can't really, but I just, from your expression and the way you said what you just said, I am shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought that would have been an easy turnaround of like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, let me handle this. Let me be a man here.
Dude, it's like I said earlier, it's a complicated situation because we're so whatever, we're not going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, but things are just complicated. When this is what we talked about in the episode that you will never hear my audio, but we have Megan's audio, but something that we did touch upon, which we'll talk about in a later episode when we have more private time. But when you have someone that is funding your lifestyle, and I'm not in the backyard, so I can like allude to this a little bit. When someone's funding your lifestyle, for example, Thomas came over. I care about him deeply. He does help me if I need to pay bills. So I then cannot be like, I am not going to eat your asshole. I have to be like, this is my favorite thing to do. I haven't even eaten breakfast yet. I want to eat your ass before breakfast.
Oh my God. That literally like makes me ill.
So, I mean, I'm into it.
At least a bowl of oatmeal first.
Yeah.
Remember the peanut butter man? At least a peanut butter man.
Yeah, I know. Just a teeny little, I'll do a little, but.
Do you know that now and then I do think when I'm eating peanut butter, I think about that?
Oh, I did once, maybe this was a couple months ago, and I almost vomited, and I, like, so I have to, like, push that from my mind. Thomas is very sexy, and he gets in the shower right before, so it's fine. But, like, so if you're in a situation where someone's paying for everything, you know, and this is what we talked about earlier, but there's a very specific reason why Megan and I have made our lives where we're tired and working a lot so that our parents cannot tell us what the fuck to do, because we're like, you are not, I do whatever the fuck I want. But anyway, so we'll talk about that later. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be interesting.
So you have markets tomorrow and then Wednesday.
Tomorrow and Wednesday. So today we did, like, loads of prep. And then got to wake up at 5:30 tomorrow. Well, I don't have to wake up at 5:30, but I want to go to the gym. And then we have to go to the kitchen and do a million things. So tomorrow, basically, our work day is 8 to 7.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
And so are you going to do, like, on the side, so you'll have your ham pies and then your cookies, and then you're going to serve it with, like, warm breast milk?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, that's the it's to dip the cookie in.
Yeah, just.
I really can't wait to have a kid and just, like, at the market, be like, doing lattes.
I will.
Move
it's
to
a
St.
Mister's
Louis.
Mama.
Perfect.
I'll move to St. Louis. I'll drink your breast milk because it's funny.
Would you eat my placenta?
For like a Patreon bit, yes. Sure, why not?
I mean, I already... I'm like auctioning it off at this point. I already have two takers. So like,
you were auctioning it off? How?
No, remember I talked about this. My two friends want to eat my placenta. Because we got drunk one night and decided and realized that that's the closest you could legally come to cannibalism.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
So they
want
to eat my placenta. So like, I'm not going to force you, but like, it's a very exclusive dinner party. Oh, Preston was like horrified when I was like, Andrew and Rob are going to eat my placenta. He was like, I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yeah, it is a little bizarre. And then when they were sober, did they go like, wait a minute, that's not a good idea?
Oh, no, of course not.
I know a lot of people. I mean, because I know some people, and they're
Tim, Andrew's eating dog.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people I know that like hippies eat placenta because, and like when moms will eat their own placenta because it helps with like nutrients or whatever. But I'm like,
I mean, it is.
I'll eat ass, but not placenta.
Like, it's like, will animals eat their placenta after giving birth? And it's like, okay, well, there's like a double reason for that. Because like, yes, there's like, it's like super nutrient dense and they're animals. So they don't have things like vitamins and regular ass food to eat.
Correct.
But also like a lot of times when a baby is born, like animal, it's in the sac. So like the placenta isn't broken.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to literally, if you're an animal, you have to eat part of, you have to eat the placenta off of the animal so it can fucking breathe.
Yeah.
So it's not, this, like, choking in a plastic pussy bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand that, like, humans are animals, and I get, but it's also, like, fucking, but relax. We're, like, a little bit more evolved. Like, if we're going to do, like, that would be like, we don't have to take baths. Like, oh, I just lick my own ass. After I take a shit, I just lick my own asshole.
Exactly.
That's what my cat does.
Yeah, exactly.
I just drag, after I take a shit, I just drag my ass across the carpet. That's what my dog does.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's whatever. I think I would, I really hope my friends eat my placenta because I just think that'd be really funny. You know, best friend stuff, just classic best friend stuff. But
would you want to be there to watch it?
Well, yeah, it's my placenta. I want to make sure it's cooked well. You know, it's like baking a cake for somebody. Like, I don't want, like, I'd feel terrible if they had it and was like, ooh, I've had better. I'd be like, oh my God, I'd feel like sad. It's like when I make, you know, cookies for people. I'm like waiting to be like, do you like it?
Now, how
so I'd be doing that,
placenta?
Be like, ugh. I mean, this is a few years away, so I really haven't. I think like a cast iron. I think you'd want like a crisp.
Okay.
Like a skin, like a nice, like a blackened placenta. Like some blackening seasonings, and then
like
you want to like get a nice, like a nice hot cast iron to really like cook it on one side, and then like finish it in the oven.
See, now what I was picturing.
But
and
my question,
again,
how do you cook a placenta? Is it, do you want a medium rare?
Right. And what's the healthy, what are the safety standards on placenta? What's the health? Because you know what, if it's too rare.
Let me ask the health department. Next time we have to go in for business reasons. I'll be like, hey, yeah, unrelated to my business, what's your guys' take on eating human placenta?
Yeah. What's the temp for that? Was there like a temp range for you?
Do I need to keep? Do I also need to keep that in a hot box for transport, or like, is that
right.
Shell? Can I just throw that in a plastic baggie?
Right, and then the other question,
because it's literally medical waste.
Right. I would think you would I would stuff it like a Rhiannon, I would do like a stuffed.
I don't like the way you just really leaned into Rhiannon. You did the opposite of Preston saying Rhiannon. You just did like
this. I actually pulled back on the accent because I was going to go.
I know you did.
Rhiannon, and I'm like, don't. But so I was like, but I don't want to say Rhiannon. I don't want to say Rhiannon. Stuffed poblano. Is that better?
That's a little better.
Because stuffed poblano. But it's a weird thing because I don't want to act like I don't know how to pronounce the word in Spanish. But it's not like I fucking, you know what I'm saying, pulled out like, had like a bowl.
It's like Aaron Sanchez. I hate him.
I feel like I have like a bullfighting cape on, and I was like, you know how I like a placenta prepared? Da, 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 da. Como un chile relleno.
I just said that is how you should say it.
Domingo, Domingo, Domingo. La placenta, Reno.
Is it? Are we eating placenta or going to a monster truck rally? I do not know.
Los dos. I know just enough Spanish to be
to
obnoxious.
Make that joke work.
Yep.
Matt Besser.
Thank you so much. I'd like to give it up. Thank you for the audience, and thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. He bled for our yes and. The fucking stupidest.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. That's fine. We can probably cut it there,
I
right?
think we need to cut it at the...
Goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang. With the pussy fart gang.